Hey everyone, and welcome back to the tea. To all our little tea sippers, happy Thursday.
Congrats.
Because you didn't get your Thursday episode last week.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
Yep. Technical difficulties. We are living and learning.
Living and learning.
This is that season for me. So, the more you know.
The more you know.
It's fun. So congratulations.
To you.
You're getting all the tea. In 1 week.
Jake said today, he was, before I came here, he was like, when is last week's episode going to drop?
Oh.
Like, he's waiting to hear.
He's captivated.
Talk about him.
Oh, he's captivated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I think today. And he was like, what time?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, it's exporting right now.
Okay.
It'll be done in 20 minutes. And then we'll post and ghost, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we finally got him reeled in.
Yeah. Mostly just because he knows we're going to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll not talk about him this week and see if he.
Well, we are right now.
If he stays loyal.
He won't.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So did you have a good weekend? Good week?
I did have a good weekend. Well, last week was wild. We talked about that in the episode that you're going to hear that hasn't dropped yet.
Oh, yeah.
But we're just going to talk.
But by the time that they hear this episode, they'll have heard that one. Okay,
yeah. So we're just going to speak as if you've already heard it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, last week was wild. And that was really just the tip of the iceberg. Like, as of Tuesday, it really hadn't gotten quite as wild as it was going to get.
Well, it was kind of like we wrapped. Mm-hmm. As soon as we wrapped, you got a phone call from Jake.
About a podcast that had, they were talking some smack about Jake. So, and then it was just like, it was just everywhere, and it just, like, people would not let it die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it has, you know, I don't want to say it's died now, but I think it's definitely, like.
Well, they're going to talk about what happened this weekend.
Yeah, because, yeah, this will be the first race back this coming weekend. So, like, that's, and I was just talking to my therapist about this. So they'll, like, talk about that, and that'll be, like, part of their, you know, whatever this weekend. And then I think after that, it'll die. Unless something unforeseen happens that we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But if all goes according to plan, after this weekend, it will die.
What did Katrina say?
Nothing really.
Was she just like, how did that make you feel?
I mean, I was telling her how it was making me feel.
Good.
As, like, I've been in therapy long enough. Like, I answer her questions
before she asks them.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and so she usually, like, after I get done talking, she'll just be like, well, it seems like you've got that under control.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it seems like you're doing the right things. You're taking the right steps.
Like, perfect.
Great.
So. All thanks to your guidance over the past, what, almost 2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's on growth.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so last week was a crazy week. It was just a really big, it was a big, like, news cycle for us, mostly Jake.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the weekend, I feel like it had calmed down and it was all good. So
on to the next chapter by the weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was telling somebody the other day about how, which obviously, like, we have always had different hobbies.
Yeah.
Our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night, I had a very real moment of, like, realizing just how different hobbies are for us.
Okay.
And because I knew, well, I didn't know, I actually didn't even know that you were racing until Mom told me on Friday. And I was like, oh, I had no idea. And so, she's like, yeah, like, they're practicing today or whatever. So it was on Friday. Friday night, which I guess maybe you would have been coming home from the race track. You could have still been there. Either way, that's how you spent your Friday.
Yeah.
I was making wreaths.
Wreaths.
I was making wreaths.
Is that the ones that are out there? They're like, nice.
Thank you so much. I made them myself.
How do you make a wreath? You don't have to tell me.
I don't really know.
It's not for me to know.
But I did. And I was thinking to myself, wow. Like, catch me wallpapering my wall while you're, you know.
That's nice.
It's just so funny, like, how different our hobbies are.
Yeah.
And things that, like, bring light and like, love to our lives are very opposite.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny?
Why do you think that is? Everybody's just different.
Everybody's just different.
Everybody's just different.
We all have different things that just bring us happiness. And like your things that you do don't bring me happiness. And the things that I do don't bring you happiness.
Yeah. Like catch me never making a wreath.
Never.
I'm going to buy a wreath.
You're not DIYing anything. I have so many home projects that I have to finish before this weekend.
I'm trying to think of like one thing I've ever DIYed. I'm sure I have. I put those shelves up in the kids' bathrooms. Does that count?
Yeah.
I did that. I didn't like build the shelf on Amazon, but
yeah. But I think also like the shelf was like maybe also out of necessity, where it wasn't like, oh, I just want to do this thing like out of creativity.
No.
You know, like.
No, I'm not a creative.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be.
Yeah.
For someone else to do.
And that's okay.
Yeah. So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I made a couple of wreaths on Friday.
Okay, nice.
We went and got some plants.
Plants. Oh, yeah.
We're trying to get some things planted.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you. We have like part one of four mm-hmm. to do. Okay, what are we doing on Saturday? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay.
Well, I had therapy yesterday.
Okay.
And I woke up and I was like, I've been hit by a truck. Call Chuck. And I was like, why do I feel like this? Either I'm sick or like, what is it? And as I was like in therapy and I was telling her about my weekend, she's like, that's why you feel the way you feel.
Why? What'd you do?
Well, okay. I went to a bridal shower. Nope.
Okay.
I went to a bridal shower. No alcohol needed for this.
Okay.
I went to a bridal shower 2 hours away.
Yeah.
And it was like at like 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I was 30 minutes late. So sure. I got there at 11.
As you would be.
But, I took the kids with me. So, like, we drove 2 hours. Then I had to turn around and drive 2 hours back. Then I was here for, like, an hour. And I bought your race.
Yep.
That it wouldn't really shame me. And I started watching that. And then I had a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the next day, and we had church. And I served.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after church, I went to Concord.
Wow.
To do a photo shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
And then on the way home, I stopped in Statesville to do another one.
Wow. Yeah, no wonder you were exhausted.
So then, and then I had McDonald's for dinner.
I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
No, it was way too much.
No, that honestly gives me like, there's no way. And we've talked about this extensively.
Yeah.
Like the least that's on my calendar, better.
I guess like, because busy season hasn't kicked in yet. And so it's like, I really am kind of taking everything that I can get at the moment. And it's like, people need weekends. But on days that I'm serving, like, I don't like to do anything else.
Yeah. It's a lot in and of itself.
Yeah. So, but I did.
Yeah.
I did it. So, that's what I did this weekend.
Wow.
But my last session on Sunday, it started to rain. Mm-hmm. We were almost going to, like, call it.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of waited it out or whatever. And it kind of just rained off and on. Well, then the sun started coming out,
mm-hmm.
but then it was also raining. Mm. And I was like, and it was a maternity session. I was like, get out there.
Yeah.
And she just was out there. It was beautiful.
That's good.
Like big raindrops, the sun, like it just, it looks so dreamy.
Nice.
I haven't edited them yet, but I can't wait.
That's exciting.
Also, did I tell you that I found out on Friday that, that company, the photography company is going to take me on as a non-exclusive photographer contractor. Congrats. Thank you so much. I don't know what that means. I just signed some papers.
Yeah.
And then I guess we'll just see what happens.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your taxes coming?
You know what? Thank you so much for asking about that. It's not. Okay. And Caleb's like, you really got to get on that. And I do.
I did our taxes yesterday. Well, not like the business taxes. I don't know that. I'm trying to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I did my personal taxes yesterday.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah. She just does everything.
Your personal taxes too?
Yeah, because I just do it together.
Oh.
Is that not how I should be doing it?
I don't know.
Because our businesses are different. So I don't know if like how you would do yours, I would do mine.
I have no idea. I don't know, but I did my taxes yesterday, so I did my taxes to put off doing something else that I needed to do, which is crazy. I don't know what kind of illness that is. I don't know what kind of mental illness that is.
What was the other thing you were avoiding?
Billing that I needed to do. Oh. There was so many numbers, and I didn't. I'm like, it's so many numbers, and I just didn't want to do that. And so instead, I did my taxes.
Okay. Also numbers.
I know. Not as many numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did still do the billing today, but whoo.
Yeah, I just need to get everything put together to send to the accountant.
It just takes so much, like,
focus.
Focus that it's hard for me to muster it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally have one job. And
like, the thing about it is, like, once it's done, it's like, okay,
yeah,
it wasn't that bad. It is bad, but, like, if you can just get it done.
If I can,
it's like, okay, that's off my plate.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I had to do it two times this week, which does not sound like a lot. It's like, okay, like, no big deal. But it's like, it's the worst. It's the worst part of my job, and it is my only job.
So you hate your job.
So I don't hate my job. I don't know. I just don't. I was talking to one of the kids about this the other day, about, like, jobs. And it's, I don't know if we've talked about this before, like, on the podcast, but, like, I don't believe in, like, dream jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's real.
Okay.
And me and Drake both feel that way, like, collectively as a group. Have we talked about this?
No.
I don't believe that that's a real thing. I think that's a made up thing. I don't think you can ever have your dream job.
Okay.
And part of the reason I feel that way is because so many people that I know that, like, went to college for, like, their dream job and then, like, have their dream job and then, like, hate their job. But that's exactly what they, like, always wanted to do. It's what they went to school for.
Yeah.
And now they have this job and they're like, this job sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I actually hate this job.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, Jake, like, I guess he would say his dream job would be, like, to be a professional race car driver. But even in doing that, like, in the reality of it, like, that probably actually kind of sucks. Like, because you're away from your family every weekend and you're, like, constantly traveling and you're, mm-hmm. most of it is, like, media obligation and, like, you're doing that, like, all day, every day. And, like, it probably really actually is not that much fun.
Yeah.
In the real. Anyway, the moral of the story is,
I don't believe that there's such a thing as dream jobs.
Well, I think that there are such thing as dream jobs, but I think that there are parts of every job that are just not going to be up to par.
Yeah.
Like, I believe that I did already live my life in my dream job, which was doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
That was my dream job, and yeah. I loved it every second. And yeah. every time that I do, like, I cut Ivy's hair last night, and I was like, I can actually still cut hair.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you'll do that again?
I don't know. Like, I feel like now, so, like, now, like, extensions and, like, so many things that, like, weren't a thing when I did hair are a thing, and I would have a lot of learning to do.
Yeah.
But there were parts of that job that were, like, you hate because you, by the time you leave, like, you drive home in silence because you've been talking all day and you're, like, so overstimulated because you've been taking in everyone's feelings all day.
Yeah.
And, or, like, you're standing all day. So it's like, you know, but I mean, I think that they're also, like, with going to college for something, I think that, like, the downfall of that is that you, like, with hair, when you are in school doing hair, you're doing hair.
Right.
Like, you're going to know if you hate it.
Right.
Or, like, if you go to school for, like, business,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you're not really doing that job.
Right.
Like, you're not really in the office doing that thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I also really don't believe in, like, going to school.
Yeah.
I don't believe in anything.
Well, I think.
I think that we're, like, life isn't real. I don't.
You sound so crazy
right now. No. Does that sound crazy?
Yeah. No, life is real.
No, no, no. Life is real.
Life is very real.
I, like, personally, And maybe this is just like a coping mechanism that I've learned. But if you just look at everything through the lens, like, that's not real. I said that probably 500 times last week.
Yeah.
Like, I say that to Jacob, I'm like, racing isn't real. Like, it's not real. Like, it's a thing. Like, if you, like, zoom out, it's like a thing that's a hobby that you go and do. And then, like, we leave that and go to, like, our real jobs and our real lives and our, like, real, like, kids and our house and whatever. And, like, that's just a whole separate thing. I think what's crazy is when, like, that's somebody's, like, whole entire life and whole entire job. And, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not real.
I see what you're saying, but there are a lot of things that are very real.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think anything's real.
I think that that's so crazy.
I don't think it's real. I think that this is just, like,
but I think with, like,
living, like, genuinely believing that I'm just here, like, passing time.
Okay.
And, like, what you make of that is, like, okay, cool. But it's not real.
Yeah, no, it totally is real.
It's not. Do you know what I'm saying, though?
But what I was going to say something about the school thing is that, like, I don't necessarily think I believe in the school situation because I've had several job changes in my adult life.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're motivated enough and you, like, have the willpower in you to, like, learn something new and try something new, whatever, like, you don't have to go to school for that thing.
No.
But you are going to have to, like, really apply yourself to learn a new trade.
Right.
So, I don't think that, like, last week, like, I met some photographers that went to school for photography.
That's crazy.
I don't know what their work looks like, but, like, I didn't go to school for photography and I don't plan on it.
I think that's the discussion I was having with the kids that, like, obviously, there's some jobs you have to go to school for, like a doctor and an attorney and, like, things like that, which honestly, I think besides, like, learning, like, laws and stuff, do you really need to go to school to be an attorney? I mean, I know you do.
I think there's a lot of stuff, too, that you really just need a 2-year.
Right. But, and that's true.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you can, like, learn any skill.
Yes. You can learn any skill.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Was that your timer or was that something
calling you? No, that's mom calling me.
Oh, okay.
Shout out, mom.
But yeah, I have to agree to disagree on your outlook on the realness of things.
I just think, and a lot of that is just like dealing with my own trauma, but if you just look at everything as like extremely temporary, and, like, feelings are temporary, and, like, life is temporary, and, like, it could be here today and gone tomorrow. And, like, we're genuinely just passing through. Like, this is not the end game. Then things are a lot less stressful.
Yeah. I see what you're saying by that.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's not real.
Okay. I think that that's the wrong way to put it.
I think that is the right way to put it. It's not.
It is. It is.
Okay.
We are really here. This is not AI.
No, but if you... No, I'm not saying it's AI, but I'm saying, like,
it's okay. You're not going to be able to explain it to me, and I'm okay with that. I don't need to know.
It's just like we're in, like, a limbo. Like, it's like where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Until you get to where you're going.
Right.
You know? That doesn't mean that, like, you can't, like, live intentionally and things like that. But, like, when something bad happens, it's like, it's okay. This isn't real.
Okay.
You know? Like a video game.
Yeah. A video game isn't real.
Right.
I can agree with that.
I don't know. It's just how I feel. It's definitely a coping mechanism.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You have permission to feel that way.
Thank you.
Okay, so where are we leading into?
I don't know.
We had no plans today.
I actually did think of a couple things
that
I didn't write down and I don't remember now.
Well, they're not real, so.
They're not. by the way, they're not. Oh, we were going to talk about Burn Boot Camp.
Oh, last week.
You were going to catch us up.
Okay. I have not become a member.
Okay.
I haven't been back. Okay. I do miss it.
Okay.
I am going to say that.
Okay.
I do miss it.
Have they texted you?
They have. Well, they did invite me. Apparently, they're doing like a some free kind of sale week this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It started yesterday, I think. Okay. Did they invite you to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did get invited to that. I haven't been. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go from here. I think that the YMCA is so much more my budget.
Jake's been going to the YMCA. He like took like a week off and then he was like getting refocused this week.
Yeah.
And he's been asking me to go. I haven't been going. I'm thinking about like maybe just like taking a walk.
Okay. What stops you from going with him?
I just don't want to.
Yeah. Do you just like not like it there or no, you just don't want to work out?
I just don't want to work out. I want to work out, but I don't.
You want to work out.
I want to work out. I just don't want to work out. Like in my mind, I want to work out. Like I want to work out. Yes. What does it make sense about that?
No. Okay. Oh my Lord. I don't know. Well, so I haven't been in there and I don't know if I'm going to like love the environment.
I think the environment is what you make it.
What? What a crap you're saying today. What is wrong with that?
Oh, what is wrong with
Nothing. Nothing.
It is.
I guess. But also, like, I kind of already want the environment to be environmenting. Okay. I don't want to have to, like, put the energy into making it be, like...
I don't think it has to be. I think you just have to be.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to walk in and it already be doing its thing. And okay. I walk into it. And that's what I like about Burn. Is that it's already popping off. Yeah. And then you just step into the pop-off.
Well, maybe you can go to that place in town.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to go there.
I've heard it was good.
Really? Yeah. Actually, I do know somebody that does go there.
I know a bunch of people that go there. Mom's been.
But also, I think that, like, I don't know what the pricing difference is.
It's probably pretty similar.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
But it is closer. And that would kind of take that whole part out of.
I think that is like.
The biggest downfall for us.
Huge downfall. Yeah. Because it's like literally half your day.
It's an hour. Well, it's 2 hours. You go,
get back.
Yeah.
It's
a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a couple hours in regards to the school day. Is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, let's say...
Abby's only in school for 4 hours.
No, well, like, even Kinley, like, she goes to school at 8 o'clock. Okay, well, let's say I go to a 10 o'clock class. So, I drop her off. I come back. I get ready to go. I go.
Uh-huh.
And then do that. Spend an hour there. And then, like, grab something to eat. Get home. And then, heck, by the time you get home and fold a couple loads of laundry, it's time to go pick her up.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I do want to do something though.
I know. I'm thinking about going for a walk and seeing how that goes.
Okay.
Just starting there.
Yeah.
Starting with a walk. I've been thinking about going on a walk for like 2 weeks and I haven't been yet.
Okay.
But I might go today.
Today, is it windy today? Yesterday was very windy.
I have been outside as long as it took me to like
get
from my house to my car.
Okay.
And then into your house.
Okay.
But Jake said it was nice outside.
Okay.
So.
Today might be a good day for a walk.
It doesn't look windy. It doesn't. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a slight.
Yesterday it was very windy.
I didn't go outside like all day yesterday.
It was very windy yesterday. So,
there's that.
Because I wanted to get the girls outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
I need to go outside more.
I need to go outside more too.
I think that's... Jake said today, he was like, I can't wait till, because we're trying to grow grass, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't wait till we have grass and we can walk outside barefoot and ground. And I was like, what?
He said that?
He said that. Exactly. Like, that's what he said. I'm like, since when do you ground?
Okay. Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
That's what he wants to do.
They say it's good for you.
Yeah.
I don't find grounding making a lick of difference for me. And I'm just going to be so real about that.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever given it enough, like, of a chance.
I've tried it, and it doesn't.
I don't really like getting my feet dirty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like walking through the grass with flip-flops on.
Yeah.
And getting your feet, like, damp, you know?
Yeah.
In the mornings.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, that was, like, one of the very first things that Katrina told me to do.
I know. I remember.
We talked about it on this episode. Or not this episode. A episode.
Yeah.
And
just wasn't for you.
I think, like, I can see how the morning light helps.
The light. It's good for your rhythm.
Yeah. I can see how that's so helpful. I can totally see that. But the whole, my feet just itch. Like, if I put them in the, I'm just like.
Maybe you need, like, a sandbox. Maybe sand. You know, they say that, like, your wellness can be a direct reflection of how closely you live in proximity to large bodies of water.
Interesting.
Have you heard that?
No.
So, like, even, like, a lake or the ocean, because that would be the best place with the water and the salt and then and the sand to ground.
And that is the kind of grounding I'm talking
about.
That's
the kind of grounding that I want. And I'm so looking forward to grounding this summer.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That would be the kind of grounding I would want to do.
Mentally, I'm there.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, physically, I'm here. Mentally, I'm there.
Yeah.
So I just need to connect those two things. And I'll be. And it's so, such a sad thing.
What?
To mentally be there and physically be here.
Yeah. You need to come back to us.
I know. I need to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try that. I need to eat better.
Same.
I was talking to Katrina about that today.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
Well, I don't know what she was getting at.
Okay.
But, like, it was kind of out of nowhere. Like, I don't know if I was looking thick or if I was looking frail. And she was like, so how's, like, you know, I don't know how she brought it up, but she was basically like, how's your weight stuff? Like, not how's your weight. I don't know what she said.
How's your diet going?
Medication.
Got it.
Something like that.
Okay.
And I was like, so I don't know if I was looking thick or if I was looking frail.
You should have asked her.
Well,
why did you bring that up?
Well, I mean, we talk about it, but we hadn't talked about it in a while. But anyway, so we started talking about that. But yeah, I like, it's not even like that I eat and eat and eat because I don't, but I just eat crap.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Me
and
too.
And then I just got done having that conversation and Jake texted me and was like, I made you something to eat, which I was like, interesting. And he made me pizza rolls that he rolled in a ranch and Nashville hot coating. And they were delicious.
Uh-huh.
And I ate them all.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the diet I'm living on.
Right.
And I've had Thrive, 2 Red Bulls, and 10.
2 Red Bulls today?
Yeah.
Annabeth, 150 milligrams of sodium. We talked about this.
I forgot about the sodium.
That's 300 milligrams of sodium.
Listen, and 10 pizza rolls rolled in Nashville hot and ranch. And that's what I've had today. That's not good.
No.
So I need to work on that.
Okay, well, compared to your diet, I think I'm doing okay.
No, my diet is, y'all, there's, I shouldn't be alive.
I've honestly had, my diet's very normal, actually. I had a cup of coffee with a slice.
Yeah, I feel like you eat well.
With a slice of peanut butter toast.
Okay.
And then I was trying to eat some lunch, but I never got to finish it. I was eating those crackers, those veggie crackers with chicken salad.
Yeah. So you eat well. I eat crazy.
But, like, this weekend I had Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Firehouse Subs, a bunch of random weird, like, fast food stuff.
I eat, my weekends are always crazy, but, like, I'm what?
Have you ever had the Rollin' Lemon in town?
I don't think so.
Annabeth. So I just had it for the first time.
Is it good?
It slaps.
Do you get like a flavor or like?
Yeah. I had strawberry mango.
Mm, I love mango.
Oh my God. It was so good.
You know what?
It was so good. Ivy had the cotton candy, which I was like, ooh. I tasted it. Baby, it slapped.
Really?
Yes.
I need to try it.
It was so
good. I do love lemonade.
And how I even saw it, because I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, it's okay.
But I know, like, post up places sometimes, I never
know where they're posting.
I always miss.
Yeah.
And then I just happened to be on the Facebook at the moment, and it was like, we're here till 6 o'clock. I was like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. We should stop by this place in town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 10 out of 10 recommends. Next time I see it. Okay. Okay.
This is not a sponsor.
Yeah. But you just genuinely like it.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm excited to try the new coffee place in town.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing...
Is it keeping the same name?
No, they changed it to Quench.
Quench.
With a okay. K. Is this Quench always spelled with a K?
Quench with a K.
Like K-W-E-N-C-H? Is that how it's always spelled? How do you spell Quench?
It's with a Q.
Do you think they spelled it wrong? Do you think that...
or do you think it was... No, I mean...
Oh, God.
No, I don't think... I'm sure it was... it had to have been intentional. Because there's spell check. I mean... I saw this Instagram...
Oh, my God, I'm going to ask.
I saw this Instagram reel all the night. This girl was like, I'm 27 years old, and I work a corporate 9-to-5 job, and I don't know how to spell.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I feel like I can spell. I was in a spelling bee one time. But I'm not like a great speller, but I know what she's saying. Like, people are not out here knowing how to spell.
Yeah.
No.
She was like, how do I have this job?
I don't know. Like, Bentley uses like ChatGPT to do his homework and stuff.
Oh, I use ChatGPT for everything.
Is that what's called GPT?
GPT.
I don't even know what, is it an app?
I mean, I use it through like Google.
Oh, okay.
I did my whole resume with it.
Oh, that's okay.
They're not going to watch this. It's fine.
And even if they did.
It was so good. Our, like, all everything on the Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've never used that.
I'll, like, type something what I wanted to say and say, make this sound better.
Yeah. Somebody was telling me about that the other day. And then you can also say, like, make it sound dumber. To sound like something more like what you would say.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bentley uses that for, like, all of his homework. And I'm, like, go off because this isn't real. Like, do whatever you want.
No, I mean, the thing is
like, some people might be against that. But people, you know,
like, I just feel like if our kids have the access to it, then you should use it. If I had the access to this when I was a child.
100%.
I would be doing that.
Listen, and I tell, literally, I'm the worst parent. But I live and breathe by this. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I've talked about this before. Like, I don't remember doing any homework.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. I think that there was, like, so much more of an opportunity. I don't know. Like, Ivy's not in big school yet. But yeah. I think there was more of an opportunity to, like, do your school at work. Or do your work at school you know, and not at home.
Bailey doesn't do a lot of homework. Like, okay, he might, like, one or two nights, like, if he has, like, a project or, like, something he didn't finish at school.
Yeah.
He don't have, like, a ton of homework. But I definitely think when they're younger, they're doing, like, reading and they're spelling words and, like, stuff like that. But anyway, neither here nor there. But what I share with the kids all the time is that a massive part of my job, every single day I'm doing math. Every single day. Uh-huh. Like, it's disgusting. And never, not one time has a company been like, I need you to do this, but you cannot use a calculator.
Right.
No. Also, I'm not using Pi.
Right.
Like, none of that. Learn it well enough to pass your test.
Yeah.
And then forget about it.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
You're not going to need it.
I think 90% of what they learn at school is a bunch of crap.
Sure.
Like, and that's just, you know, my opinion.
But
we're not out here not using calculators.
Right.
Nobody is.
We're all using calculators.
We're all using calculators.
Absolutely.
And that's Okay.
Even like if I'm if I'm doing simple math.
Simple math. I'm calculator. Like, let me double check. 2 + 2. It's still 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still 4.
Mm-hmm.
I love the new update where it shows you all your numbers now in the calculator.
Oh, I haven't seen that. So for whatever reason, my phone didn't update last night.
Oh.
Did it update last night?
No, I've had this for a couple weeks now.
Oh, okay.
But it's really nice. And you can go back instead of having to delete the whole thing when you mess up a number. You can just go back like a digit.
Oh.
Really nice.
That's so nice.
It's so nice. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Shout out Apple for that.
Thank you so much for the updates.
Really just doing the Lord's work with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but what a blessing they have to just... Like, the children have so much access to help them.
Yeah.
They should not be failing school, I think, if they can go on the internet and get the answers.
Well, here's the thing. They take a test. They don't have the internet.
Yeah. It's the test taking.
So, there's that.
So, they do need to learn it.
They can't
just rely on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying there. It's a double-edged sword there.
It is.
You have to learn it,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
I did have homework, but I wouldn't consider myself a good student.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what teachers would say,
mm-hmm.
but I would imagine that they were probably like, you weren't a very good student. I just like had, everything was so uninteresting to me in school.
Yeah.
And so I just could not like muster up a care.
Yeah.
To focus enough to.
Yeah.
Do the work. It just seems so uninteresting. And so anyways, and so then pair that also with like, I'm not a good test taker. Mm-hmm. I've never been a good test taker. So it just was not good for me.
It's okay.
And I'm fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I've moved on from that.
Good. Do you want to share anything about your weekend? Do you want to spill the racing tea? I mean, I feel like there's not really any racing tea. Well, I mean,
you did a great job.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not tea.
Yeah. But I mean, last week, Jake raced. You didn't race.
Yeah.
This week, you race.
Yeah.
So.
Just out here continuing to slay. And doing like coiny type things.
Yeah. I saw the clip that Mom posted or whatever, mm-hmm. and my takeaway from that was that he was like, if you're a lady and you pull for a lady dropper, and I was like, first of all, why can't the men pull for a lady dropper?
Yeah.
First of all, second of all, why would, if you are a lady, why wouldn't you pull for a lady dropper?
Actually, Jake.
There are so many things I wanted to dissect about what he was saying.
I think he meant well.
No, so I know. I just.
It is annoying. I actually can't wait. I'm sorry. I like choked on one saliva.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Thank you. Jake had seen where the racetrack had posted like practice times or whatever. And I was first quick. And he was like, people are in the comments. And I was like, oh, fun. But then there was a lady in the comments like that was like kind of going to bat for me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who is saying that? And it was a woman. It was woman on woman crime. It was a woman like talking crap about me.
Oh, what were they saying?
I don't remember.
Where was it posted?
On like the racetracks. It was like in the comments of like the racetracks page.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like. Not
I need to follow these pages because it's not in my algorithm. None of this is in my algorithm.
It's my whole algorithm. I wish it was less my algorithm, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, what were they saying? I don't really remember. Just like the typical, like she'll wreck somebody before it's over with or something like that.
Okay.
And some lady was like, I don't know. Said something back to that lady and she said something back about, well, ever since she monster trucked that guy at Hickory that one time. I'm like, when? Guys, collectively as a group, when are we going to get over that?
That was literally 2023.
No.
This is 2025.
Like,
we're
that's my trauma.
We're almost coming up on the 2-year anniversary
Yeah, like that's my own personal trauma. If I want to hang on to it, like I can, but y'all need to let it go.
Yeah.
Y'all need to seek therapy.
But yes,
seek therapy. Get help. Call the hotline. Like, do something.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was this other lady who was like arguing with this lady, and I just went on there and told that lady that she was a queen.
Mm-hmm.
She was.
Well, I finished that. The KT Smith. I finally finished.
Oh,
the,
wasn't it finally, so good?
It was 2 hours long. It was like a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally finished it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that was something that she said was like, it is so crazy to me to think. She's like, if I see a video on wherever, like Instagram, mm-hmm. and I didn't like your video, like I just scroll past your video. She's like, nothing in me has ever thought, let me drop a comment and tell you how much I hate this video.
Yeah.
Because she was saying that she like, was on TikTok, but when she cut her comments off,
yeah.
she just does it. She gets a lot of hate on TikTok or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I agree. Like, yes. I have never thought to myself, self, I hate what this says or I hate this. If anything, all I do is I go unfollow that person.
Yes, at the most. I unfollowed somebody yesterday and we'll talk about it offline.
Because I just don't want to see the content.
Yeah.
And that... Like, if that's the content that person produces, like, that's them. But, like, I can make the decision.
Yes. I stay unfollowing people.
Going back to the let them theory.
Yeah.
Like, let them do them, and you do you.
Yeah.
You don't need to go in and, like, make somebody feel bad about who they are, even if you don't like it.
Right. No. I need to know what in, like, that's what I would love to know. In your spirit, when you saw... Annabeth Crumb is fastest in first practice. That was the post. That was the post.
Yeah.
What in your spirit was so irritated that you had to go on there and be like, oh, bet she's going to wreck somebody in practice? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, you're not okay.
Yeah.
Also, it's not me that wrecks people. It's Jake. Like, be so clear.
Be so clear.
Somebody actually at the racetrack said to me, like, there was like a little autograph session, and they were like, well, you must be a better driver than your husband. And I was like, actually, I'm not. Why? And they were like, oh, well, I mean, I just hope you don't wreck people like he does. And I was like, maybe, what if I do? And then
somebody came up to you and said that?
Yeah. To my face. And I was like, what if I did? And they're like, oh, I'm just kidding. I was like, okay, have a good day. Like, okay.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's embarrassing for them.
That's so crazy.
People are crazy.
Yeah. Well, you did great.
Thanks.
I only got the same tidbits of the, which I guess I can go back and watch it. I got 30 days.
You got 30 days
to go back and watch it. I really hate how it's like, you can't just watch through like one subscription or whatever. Like your race wasn't going to be on like Flow or whatever. So
right.
It's like, then you have to pay for a whole other thing to like watch it.
Yeah.
Which I also love that they offer that for people that aren't going to be there in person. Like that's nice and all.
I wish we could consolidate into... like one broadcasting network. It's kind of like Netflix, Disney Plus. Like
you have to have them all. Like if you want to watch whatever. Like if you want to watch Kardashians, you have to have Hulu.
Right.
What is Netflix on for? Well, they just kind of have like some Netflix originals too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Amazon Prime. That's kind of like what's Peacock, happening.
Reality TV.
It's currently happening in the racing sphere. Where we're just getting all these
different ones. And you have to have them all.
I just don't.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to because you're actually there
in person. Even if I wasn't, I'm not buying all these different things. I have two different ones.
No, but like if you were at home.
They're expensive.
No, they are.
No. I think Flow Racing is like $150 a year or something. Maybe more than that. Maybe it's more like $200 a year.
And okay.
Well, the other one is like just as much. And then you also have to pay for the individual races. So I'm like, what am I paying yearly for?
That's crazy.
But not all of them, but just some of them. Like the really big ones, it's like $50 for the weekend to watch that. And I'm like, I'm already paying. That's Racing America. Shout out Racing America. Y'all need to work on that. Like,
yeah.
And then I don't even know why.
To purchase the one that. Stream was $30.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Oh, and I did it. I've done it before too. Just paid like a one-time thing.
Yeah. Like if you were at home and Jake was racing a race and you couldn't get it on your things, like you would pay for the race.
I would.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't have to figure that out.
I need to work on that.
And I don't have the answer for them.
I don't have the answer for them either. I know there's a new one that just started. The Ultra Broadcasting, whatever that my race was on at Florence.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think mom also paid like $30 for that.
I don't have that. But they cover, I think they're covering like a few different racetracks now, which I'm like, did y'all just have a coup against Flow Racing? Like, what's happening?
Well, it's probably, you know how it goes. They see somebody do something. They're like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, I'll start my own thing.
Whatever.
Whatever.
If that's your passion.
Yeah. If that's your passion.
Personally, it's not mine. Honestly, can I say something really crazy? I wish there wasn't any of it.
Of the streaming?
Streaming.
Okay. I need to ask you, did you see this? Because now there are a couple things that do come in my algorithm.
Okay.
And a random thing came in my algorithm at a racetrack where a man got out of his car and ran to go throw a cone in another car. He really did look like Ricky Bobby.
He was
running up the racetrack.
Okay.
And he really did look like Ricky Bobby.
Okay.
And I wanted to comment that in the comments, and I thought to myself,
don't be that girl.
So, don't comment.
Don't do it.
But I wanted to be like, it's Ricky Bobby.
I'm like, sure you weren't the only one who thought that.
Like, I wanted to comment, like,
somebody did say
help that. Me, Tom Cruise.
Help me, Jewish God. Is it Jewish guy or Jewish God?
I think it's Jewish guy. No.
I don't know.
Oprah.
Yeah, classic.
Anyways, but he ran up the racetrack to throw a cone at him. But if he would have stood where he was at, he could have just waited for the guy to come to him. And then threw the cone at him.
And that's not safe.
How do you feel about people getting out of their cars? And
I think just stay in the car.
Yeah. Just use your car.
Don't do that either. Don't. I mean, listen, no comment. I don't know. I don't have the right answer. I think that it is not safe to get out of your car.
It's definitely not safe because especially it was like at nighttime.
Yeah.
And I'm sure other cars probably couldn't see him very well.
I don't think you should get out of the car.
How far can you see in front of you?
I mean, it depends.
At nighttime.
It depends on like the lighting and stuff. But I'm sure his spotter was like, there is a man on the racetrack. I don't know. I hope. I don't know. I didn't see that video, but I don't know. I think stay in the car. Don't get out of the car. I mean, or if you do get out of the car, just walk safely back to where you got to go. Because obviously, if your car's being towed, then you need to get out of the car and like let them tow your car.
Or just stand at your car.
Stand at your car.
I mean, but he was, it seemed like he was so close to like where he could have just jumped into the pits.
Yeah, just go. Just
go to your area. I guess.
Here's the thing about it. Is that
it's not real.
It's not real. But like, let's say the man gets out of the car. I mean, it's just like the guy that was double burden Jake last week.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Gets out of his car and like is what I mean, within like feet of
yes.
If Jake had hit him, but even by accident,
then what then Jake steal the a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, but you did that.
You jumped out in front of a moving car. Yeah.
You literally jumped out in front of a movie car. Like, you would never do that any other time.
Stay in the car.
Like, if you see a car coming, you're not going to jump out in front of it.
I think at Martinsville last year, just in the pit area, one of the cars, because they have, like, open wheels, accidentally hit a person and they died. Jake was there. Yeah, they died. They, like, fell and hit their head and died. Yeah. So it's like, don't do that. You know?
Yeah. Like, it's deathly.
Like, even if you have your helmet on, like, maybe don't.
Don't.
Maybe don't. I don't know what the answer is.
Okay.
I don't believe in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. But also, like, do you? Like, that's where your spirit is leading you? Like, also, do you?
That's the worst advice. Don't do you.
I mean, like, if it makes you feel good to go double bird somebody within a feet of their race car, just know you're accepting the risk.
Yeah. I guess that's true. Yeah.
You know.
Risk versus reward.
And know that you are also at risk of looking like a huge a-hole.
Yeah.
You know?
Was anybody talking about that on their podcast?
The double birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, good. If we're going to cover it, cover the whole thing.
No, no, I have to tell you the funniest story. Justin, who has been working on my car, he is a little boy. And Justin sent this video to Jake. I have to show you. It's so funny. The little boy, he's 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's got his little race cars. And so Justin's like filming his little boy. And he's got his little race cars. And he was like, this is Jakey. And he was like, yeah, that's Jakey. And he was like, did he put Jack in the wall? And he was like, yep. And he said, was Jack a baby? And he's like, yep. And he goes, wee, wee. This boy is 2 years old. But that is what he sounded like. Shout out Jack. He acted like a huge baby.
Oh my gosh.
You're a 20-year-old man. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really funny.
Wow.
Because he's 2 years old and he gets it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, even a 2-year-old knows.
Even a 2-year-old can do it. Can critically think through this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kyson, who gets it.
Thank you, Kyson.
Thank you, Kyson. You get it.
Go yeah. You.
Yeah, so that's that. That's. I said there wasn't any racing tea.
There's always a little bit.
Yeah, you can conjure some up.
So coming up this week, Jake is going to be racing, and you can watch that.
Live on Flow Racing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will only cost you a $200 a year subscription. No, I don't know if that's how much it is. I don't know how much it costs. I don't know anything.
I just use But bombs. It is
the king of the modifieds.
Oh, remember we talked about this last year?
Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up. Because me and Jake just talked about this last night. I was like, I cannot wait to see Chris Williams, who runs that series. Uh-huh. Shout out Chris Williams. There's just... Using names today, I think, is important to be clear.
It is.
You know? So, Chris Williams, who I will see this weekend, and I just have, like, several bones to pick with him. One,
mm-hmm.
King of the modifieds.
Right.
Is there not one female on your team? And I don't think there is.
Okay.
So you need to hire one. Right now.
Yes.
Directly. I'm not... Looking for a job.
Yeah.
So I can't help you.
But maybe there's somebody out there.
Somebody out there. That would be a really good
fit to give you.
Do you have HR?
You know?
Definitely not.
No. So we're going to work on that. Also, recently in our interview, he talked about how modifieds were a man's race car.
Okay.
Let's talk more about that.
Okay.
Because it's not that hard.
Okay.
Like I've done it a few times now. And I just, like, let's agree to disagree. Like,
okay.
And maybe you're right, because I feel like I've raced a lot of different things, and, like, this is not that hard.
Okay.
So I think he needs to, like, figure out.
What's going on there?
What within him.
So you're going to ask him these questions.
I can't wait to see him.
Okay.
Can't wait
to see him. Here comes Noah, guys.
So that's going to be a conversation I'm going to be having this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the feedback.
Make sure you're taking notes.
Yes, because we need...
Because, like, what happens when I show up next year and just, like, take it over?
So then you have to be crowned queen.
Right.
Right.
And, like, why am I not already?
Yeah.
You know? So I just have, like, several things to cover with him.
That's the tea.
Subscribe.
Like.
Rate.
Follow.
Review.
Double tap.
Go subscribe to us on Patreon.
Go subscribe to us on Patreon.
So you can see this beautiful video.
Yeah. Because you really do need the full imagery.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.